اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Tabriq and congratulations to all of you respectable brothers and sisters as we are in the Milad of the greatest messenger and the greatest human being and the most superior creature that Allah ever created, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And tomorrow, as you must be aware, we are holding the Unity program and we will be having our guests arriving inshallah. Our Sunni brothers will be coming from various mosques and inshallah we will be welcoming them in our center for the program of the Milad of the Prophet, which will also be held tomorrow as well. Tonight's speech is just for 20 minutes. We have some other programs as well for the kids, and I would try to be short, inshallah. Tonight I would like to discuss a little bit about the concept of Salam in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly sending his salam and salawat on the beloved Prophet, and not just that, but he is commanding in this verse of Holy Quran which I recited in the beginning. Allah is commanding that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have iman, sallu alayhi wa sallimu. These are commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means you have to send salawat and salam on him, on the Prophet. This is a sunnat of Allah. This is a hukum of Allah. Above that sunnat, it's a hukum of Allah. You know, and also it's a sunnat of the angels of God. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu. That means his angels are also doing the same. So all the angels of Allah without exception are following the sunnat of Allah. And we human beings, if we want to become superior than the angels, we need to follow the sunnat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the sunnat of the angels and also continue to send salawat and salam on our Prophet in our lives whenever possible, as much as we can. And Prophet does not stand in need of my salam. He is the madhar and reflection of all the names of Allah, including Al-Ghani. Allah is the only one who is rich, isn't it right? Prophet doesn't stand in need of salam from me and you. He is madhar of Al-Ghani, name of Allah. But we send the salam showing our obedience towards Allah's commands, our ita'at towards Allah and His sunnat, and getting the sawab and those high rewards that Allah has arranged for us, and getting our own sins forgiven, because we are sinners and Prophet is infallible. When we send salawat and salam on him, we get our own sins forgiven. The word salam in Arabic is literally speaking derived, and if you turn on the dictionary, go to any dictionary, you find the meaning of salam in Arabic is As-salamu ziddul khusuma, ya'ni al-muwafaqatu shadida. That means extreme high level of harmony with someone. You are expressing your extremely high level of harmony with somebody. And fi al-zahiri wal-batin, bihaythu la yabqa khilafun fil bayn. You are expressing your high level of harmony with somebody. That's the literal meaning of the word salam in Arabic. For zahir wal batin, that means apparently and hiddenly. That means your inside in your heart and your outer behaviors are matching with each other. So your zahir and batin is the way you hold that high level of harmony with that person inside your qalb and heart. Similarly, you express it not only with your tongue, but with your actions will also be certifying the same high level of muwafaqat and harmony with that person. So that, la yabqa khilafun fil bayn, there is no room for any difference remaining between you and him. Zero differences between you and him. And then the scholars of lugha, that means the scholars of Arabic literature and grammar, says وَلَوَازِمُهُ الْإِنْقِيَادُ وَالصُّلْحُ وَالرِّضَى. That means the logical lawazim, things which come automatically with it, are that when you hold that kind of harmony with somebody that you are sending salam to him, it means you have inqiyad, which means in Arabic obedience towards him, وَالصُّلْح, you are in peace with him, and rida, that means you are pleased with him. There is no displeasure, discomfort, objection, complaint against a person orally, practically, or in your hearts against what he did, how he was, what were his policies in his life, everything of his, as every aspect of his personality, you are pleased with his entire personality in its totality. This is the whole concept of salam, literally speaking. Now we go to the oldest dictionary of Arabic language, Kitabul Ayn, which is written by the Ustaz of Sibawayh, Imam Khalil Al-Farahidi, Rahmatullahi Alayh, and which is one of the most unique dictionaries of Arabic, because he compiled his dictionary not from the alphabetical order, which is a regular way of compiling dictionaries. He compiled, Imam Khalil Al-Farahidi compiled his dictionary in the order of the makharij and their pronunciations of Arabic. So those of the makharij which are the farthest to pronounce, or the deepest, which we call huruful halq, those of the alphabets of Arabic which are pronounced from the throat, he mentions those alphabets ahead, and then those of the alphabets which are from the jawf, from the middle of the mouth, then he brings those in his dictionary. And those alphabets which are hurufun shafahiyya, those alphabets that we pronounce with the lips and the mouth, he brings those alphabets later. That's a unique compilation of Arabic dictionary, Kitabul Ayn, in 8 volumes. So Imam Khalil Al-Farahidi, in his dictionary, talking about salam, he says that salam means peace. And what we are trying to say is we are trying to send Allah's peace upon you. Well, this is a very good statement, and obviously our scholars say this is one of the easiest ways of respecting somebody. When you say salam to somebody, this is ashalu turuq at-takrim. That's the most simplest of the ways of showing your respect and dignity towards that person. And also it is the best ways of tahiyyat. Tahiyyat in Arabic means greetings. We are supposed to greet each other when we meet, isn't that right? And greetings is also a command of Allah in the Holy Quran, where Allah says that إِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. When basically, in other words, when you are greeted, that means when some others are greeting you, they're expressing their greetings towards you. فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. You must do the greetings with something better. أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Or the ayat of Quran says, or you just reply back. Reply it back. So basically, in other words, replying back, we either say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So we add the mercy of Allah as well. So now we are saying something which is better. Or if somebody said to us assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then we will add wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's how we add something more. And Quran in Surah Yunus, verse number 10, talks about the people of paradise. Tahiyyatuhum fiha salamun. Their greetings inside the paradise is salam. So tahiyyat, my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafadahullah was saying in his tafsir that according to this ayat of Quran, tahiyyat and greetings has several types in Islam. But the best of all those types is saying salam. So this is what the people of paradise are going to do, the best of the types of the tahiyyat. And who is the musallim? That's another good discussion. We are sending salam of the Prophet. We send salam on the Ahlul Bayt. We send salam on all the great good companions of the Prophet. We send salam on all the pious personalities or the salihin. We send salam on all the shuhada and so forth. Isn't it right? So who is the musallim? The one who sends the salam is called the musallim. Musallim is when he's sending the salam, basically what he's trying, when you say the salam, what you are trying to say is that you are sending your greetings, you are wishing hayat and life for your mukhatab and audience. Tahiyyat means wishing hayat, wishing life for the person. Now you want to, when you combine it with the concept of salam, it will end up, that means you're wishing hayat with peace. You're wishing life with peace for that person. That means in terms of our scholarly academic expression, you are wishing the kamalul hayat, the perfection of life for the person. Because kamalul hayat is that you spend your life in peace. This is the perfection of life. So when we say salam to somebody, we are expressing the kamalul hayat, the perfection of life for that person, from Allah to him. So we are the musallim, but are we really the one who are the musallim sending salam? No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 33, Allah says, هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. Isn't it right? So these Asma al-Husna are mentioned in the verse of Holy Quran, where Allah meant talking about himself. He says, هو الملك القدوس السلام. Allah calls himself to be salam. So salam, we learn from the light of the verse of Quran, is the name of Allah himself. That's why in Tahzeeb al-Ahkam, Shaykh Tusi rahmatullah alayh, has narrated, and it's also narrated in Mafatihul Jinan. Muhaddis Qummi has narrated as well that among the taqibat, du'as that we recite after finishing the prayers, this is the taqibat mushtaraka for all the prayers. This du'a can be recited after all the prayers. Allahumma anta salamu wa minka salamu wa ilaka salamu wa ilayka ya'udu salam. Oh my Lord, you are the salam, and from you is the salam, and it belongs, and salam belongs to you. That means you are the owner of the salam, you own the salam, and wa ilayka ya'udu salam, and the salam returns back to you. That's another very beautiful discussion. Obviously, it's going to take a lot of time. We will continue, inshallah, some other time, the same discussion, which is a very interesting and long discussion. But I will certainly mention just few points before I end. Some of the very beautiful points that my teacher has mentioned in the tafsir, and they are much worth learning and remembering. Then my teacher said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the salam, so he's the one who is actually the musallim. He's the one who actually salam comes from him. And when we are obliged to say salam back to the person, well, Prophet is also not above the law. Isn't it right? When we are sending salam of the Holy Prophet, and Allah calls the Prophet to be shaheed in the Quran. Isn't it right? The Quran says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. So the holy verse of Quran is calling Allah to be shaheed. And then the next verse, the other verse is saying, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Don't think those who are killed in the path of Allah to be dead. They are living ones and receiving risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're receiving risk from Allah. So Prophet is alive, he's shaheed, receiving risk from Allah. We are supposed to say salam on the Prophet because it's the command of Allah in the Quran. Allah's sunnat, he himself sent salam and salawat on the Prophet, and all the angels are sending the same thing on the Prophet. So now when we are sending salam, Prophet also replies back. Isn't it right? We don't hear the voices of Alamul Malakut. That's our problem of our sinning behaviors. Isn't it right? We don't hear to those voices of Alamul Malakut. That's our problem, that we are unable to hear those voices coming from that world when people depart this world and enter into the Alamul Malakut. So my teacher said, when the response of salam is given, it becomes now the misdaq, of this an implementation of this ayat of Holy Quran from Suratul Hadid, verse number 3, where Allah has says, "Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir." He's the beginning and he's the end, because salam actually also comes from him and it returns back to him. So it is important to keep in our mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends the salam in the real sense. All the kamalul hayat, the perfection of human life, we are wishing to the person, to the mukhatab, is from Allah. And we are wishing a life with kamal and perfection, without any aib and naqs, any shortcoming and defect. And also the mabda al-fa'ili, the initiator of salam, is Allah, just like he is the initiator of all the atharun hamida, all the good things and attributes are, and barakat are always coming from Allah. Allah, third of all, is the malik and owner, supreme owner of all the things, all the actions and all the athar, and salam is no different. He is the malik and owner of the salam, just like all the rest of the mamalik. This is also part of the mamluk. It's mamluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in his control, his property. And fourth of all, Allah is the muntaha of the salam. And I will end my speech there. Allah is the muntaha of the salam. That means he's the final goal of the salam. So he's the hadaf and muntaha and the maqsad. That's where it ends. He's the marji' of salam. All the salams end back to on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my teacher says, just like Quran says, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ, towards him the beautiful, clean, tayyib words rise up, and al-amal as-salih elevates that. So one of the al-kalimut tayyib is certainly salam. That also in the qawsur ruju returns back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand the concept of salam and to practice and to learn to say the salam which is complete. Because Prophet has said in his hadith, La tusallu alayya salatan batra. Don't send salat on me which is batra. Batra means, you know, something which is defective. Don't send incomplete and defective salat on me. And the defective salat is the one when you are missing on the Ahlul Bayt and the Aal of the Holy Prophet. So when we send the salawat on the Prophet, we have to remember the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salat wa salam and send the salawat on them as well, so that the Prophet accepts this salat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Tomorrow's program, inshallah, as I said earlier, is tomorrow is the unity program. It's going to start at 7:30. Please be here on time, inshallah, and let's read the dua, and then we'll continue with the rest of the programs and the quiz for the kids. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal muslimin واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم منصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم منصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم منصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.